T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Stephen's in the morning now, 6:46 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Couple accused of coughing on people in Newton Walmart and claiming they have coronavirus. Newton police are not amused.
Two.
900 COVID-19 cases in Kansas with 27 deaths. 134 positive cases in Sedgwick County.
One.
Governor orders Kansas churches to follow pandemic guidelines during Passover and Easter weekend. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning we've got the traffic volume starting to pick up, but not by a whole lot, so no slowdowns reported out there at the moment. The gasoline prices in the Wichita area, seeing prices as high as about $1.60 a gallon, but at the low end out there, I'm seeing $1.44. Spotted $1.44 in Hayesville at Grand and Meridian. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Well, how about one more summer-like day? Sunny and warm today with a high of 83 degrees. Yesterday's high was also 83. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 41. Thursday, increasing clouds and cooler. Tomorrow's high, 58. 83 today, 58 tomorrow. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 55 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for a third year in a row by the Bourbon Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. To go and delivery at My Town To Go. The Monarch. Try out that potato salad they have, baked potato salad. Ooh, outstanding. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have the Steve and Ted poll question, which is right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. The question is, how has the stay-at-home order affected your job status? And we have four choices. I was furloughed or laid off, 13%. My job was designated essential and things are crazy right now, 18%. I work from home now, 18%. And my job was designated essential, things are mostly normal, 50%. Half are at work saying their jobs are essential. Steve and Ted poll question there on our webpage, knssradio.com. A rally on Wall Street pretty much disappeared Tuesday.
A setback in the final moments on Wall Street. Investors starting to think the market's gains may have gotten ahead of the coronavirus reality as much of the economy is still shut down. The Dow fell 26 points at the close. It had been higher by 937. The Nasdaq fell 25 points, the S&P 500 dropping by 4. Oil prices fell sharply, too, on growing uncertainty that OPEC and Russia will cut a deal to take supply off the market. In New York, I'm Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
German airline group Lufthansa is slashing capacity on a permanent basis, saying that air travel will take years to come back to where it was before the virus outbreak. Company says it is removing from service some of its Airbus and Boeing jumbo jets and cutting back on capacity at its key hubs in Frankfurt and Munich. So I don't know how the airlines are staying in business, Ted. Is anybody traveling right now? I guess you can.
Nope.
Nobody's traveling? So how do you stay in business, I guess? That's the question.
The government is giving you subsidies?
Maybe that's it. Okay.
Of course, we've had a reduction in flights at Wichita's airport.
Yeah. And they had that. They were talking about putting that another Destin flight in there. Remember that about a month and a half ago? Real excited about that, where you could go to Destin, Florida for $58 or something. So, And, of course, a very popular place and neat place to visit. But, yeah, been a disaster for a lot of people so far, but maybe we can get it turned around. And we hope for that every single day. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted. Wise words this morning from the Oracle of Omaha. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker here. He's not the Oracle from Omaha, but he is Don Grant. Right, Don?
I am Don Grant, and I'm far from being the Oracle of Omaha, but I really respect that gentleman. You know, Warren Buffett, you heard the name before. He's the celebrated American billionaire who based most of his fortune investing in the stock market. He's from Omaha, and he's called the Oracle of Omaha often. And that's because his perceived ability to read the direction of the stock market and to follow up with investments in it. Well, back in October of 2008, remember that? Buffett wrote an op-ed published in the New York Times titled, "Buy American, I Am." Well, October of 2008 was the beginning of the real estate crisis that mushroomed into one of the biggest recessions this country has endured. Back then, we all had the gonna-be-sick feeling in our stomachs as we watched the stock market continue to plummet. When his piece was published, the markets had dropped about 40% from their recent highs, and no one knew how much farther they would go. Buffett wrote this, quote, "Let me be clear on one point. I can't predict the short-term movements of the stock market. I have the faintest idea as to whether stocks will be higher or lower a month or a year from now. What is likely, however, is that the market will move higher, perhaps substantially so, well before the sentiment or the economy turns up. So if you wait for the robins, spring will be over." In other words, you're going to miss that ride up. The stock market dropped another 28.5% when he wrote that, and many thought that Buffett looked rather foolish. But the S&P 500 was up 13.4% a year later after that article was published, and 30% about 3 years later. Now, no one can call the bottom of the market. We don't know when this crisis will end, but it's likely it will be up from where it is now. And it is almost certain that stocks will outperform cash over the next 5 to 10 years. If you're clinging to cash, that means you are wagering that you can put it back to work when it feels comfortable again. Won't that mean we've already seen the robins and the market has recovered? Well, who knows? If you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Wise words from the Wizard of Wichita. Don Grant, CFP. How about that?
The Wimp of Wichita.
The Wimp or the Wizard. Which is it?
Yeah, one of the two.
All right, Don, how are you holding up on the stay-at-home order there? You doing okay now?
Doing okay. You notice I'm calling in most of my shows. I am coming in there on occasion. All masked and suited up.
Yeah.
Not true, but... still going to work. We are limiting. We're having no clients come into the office. We're wiping down doorknobs on a regular basis. We're going down. You know, if you need a signature or somebody's dropping something off, we'll go down and pick it up or drop it off for them. So a lot of phone work, a lot of computer work, but we're still plugging away.
Yeah.
Just because we need to keep an eye on our clients' money and make sure that it's. They have access to it when they need it, and all the rest of that.
Sounds like the model that a lot of people are using. Right now, I'm using the sanitizer. We're taking a Steve and Ted sanitizer break. Squirted a little bit on my hands here, and here we go, getting cleaned up. Ted, I wiped down the studio in there before you came in, Ted. I wiped it down real good with the.
I appreciate that.
With the, what do you call those things? Wipey diapers or what?
The anti-disinfectant.
There you go. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing easy about it. All right. Thank you, Don. Yeah. Appreciate it, sir. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Governor wants Kansas churches to follow pandemic guidelines. That story and more news. News of the top of the hour, 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted, right here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.